And before we go, we wanted to leave you with sounds from Howard University's Showtime Marching Band. Howard is one of six historically black colleges and universities chosen to welcome the new president, Barack Obama. We caught up with band director John Newson and some students, in their own words, rehearsing for today's parade.
My name is John Newson. I'm director of the Howard University Showtime Marching Band.
All right, everybody get out, outstanding, please. One, two, one, two, ready, and...
The students is, well, they're all excited, of course, but just to pinpoint some things, you know, they're saying thanks for applying for this, which was the hardest part, and above all, being accepted to participate in this. And so they've been working hard, and they've been going out in the cold weather at night, giving it all they got, trying to make sure that they can make a good showing for Howard University in this parade.
My name is Philip San Gabriel. I'm from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. I know for me, just being a minority, it opened the door for me. It makes me know that there's no limits anymore. You know, there's that underlying tone that you can only go so far, but now I know that I can go as far as I really want to. It's very important, and I'm glad that I'm here at this time to be a part of that and say to my children and to people in the future, I was a part of that parade.
My name is Terrell Jackson. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. What it means to me to be marching in the inaugural parade for Barack Obama, it's hard to put into words. There are a lot of mixed emotions because the week after he was elected, I called my state representative. And a couple weeks later, they called back and they told me there were no more tickets. But then I got an email saying that Howard's band was chosen to march in the parade, so now I get to be in it.
This means a whole lot to me today. Being raised in the Deep South, from a small town in North Louisiana, Rayville, back born in the 40s, and having a chance to experience segregation to the utmost, and doing the marches with my parents, and not sure what I'm marching for, but all the way through college and up to now, to see where we've come from, and to the point of being able to see African American become the first president, it means a whole lot. These students are more excited than we are, but they are real excited, and this is something that they can put in their head and be able to tell their kids later on in life that they participated in this when we were able to elect an African American as the first for the United States.
We heard from John Newson, director of the Howard University Showtime Band, and students Philip San Gabriel and Terrell Jackson. They're marching today in the inaugural parade for Barack Obama, the 44th President of the United States. President-elect Barack Obama and his wife Michelle recently left St. John's Episcopal Church. They've arrived at the White House for the traditional coffee with President Bush and his wife Laura. The Bushes and the Obamas will be traveling to the Capitol for the swearing-in later this morning. And that's our program for today. Our thanks to the Canadian Embassy for hosting this live broadcast at the Embassy on Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.